You're listening to KNKX, and let's be honest, December in Western Washington is a pretty wet affair. Parents may not feel super excited to take their kids outside for hours on end, but a growing number of preschools make it their mission to educate kids outside, even in the sogginess of a Pacific Northwest winter. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross reports on a scientist who's trying to measure possible health benefits from outdoor play.
There's some important work happening here in Jefferson Park in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood.
How did you get up there?
The work involves scaling the sloping branch of a cedar tree. A couple of kids at the Tiny Trees Outdoor Preschool are looking up at their friend. He managed to climb the branch.
Put your two feet on one line like that and just hold the top.
The ground is muddy, the rain is coming down, the kids' cheeks are red from the chill. None of them really seems to care. One group is preoccupied with making tacos out of leaves. Another boy is busy with a plastic hammer and some wood.
Do you feel cold today?
Yeah, but I got my clothes, jacket and boots and cold pants.
The school supplies kids with rubberized rain gear, the same kind that Scandinavian fishermen wear.
On really cold days, we have camp stoves to do cooking projects. We have emergency heaters. We use a lot of hand warmers.
Katie Weiss is communications manager at Tiny Trees Preschool, which operates 12 outdoor classrooms in King County. She says outside learning is tactile and experiential.
That learning experience is so much more rich than what you get in an indoor classroom, where they're learning about things like slugs and snails in a book and looking at a picture of it. They're not touching it lightly with their finger. They're not smelling it or watching it eat a mushroom.
Europe has a long history of forest preschools. Washington has about 40, and there are outdoor preschools in much colder places like Homer, Alaska. Washington recently became the first state to license outdoor preschools. All of this has sparked the interest of Amber Fife Johnson with Washington State University.
I'm a pediatric epidemiologist studying obesity prevention in childhood.
Almost one-third of kids in the U.S. are overweight or obese. Fife Johnson previously worked as a pediatrician and got discouraged seeing kids above a healthy weight. Now, as an epidemiologist, she's looking at the big picture.
And I wanted to take a really kind of proactive, positive approach, which is instead of thinking about what is the problem, thinking about things that exist currently that are a solution. We know that outdoor time, kids are more physically active outside, but we don't know details, as many details as I would like to know.
So she's begun a five-year project to see whether kids in outdoor preschools are healthier. She's been visiting Tiny Trees Preschool to put wearable devices on the kids to collect data on physical activity and sleep. She explains it to one five-year-old boy.
Who is this special for?
Me.
It's special for you, and you know what? You can tell your friends. Because you know what? When you get to wear one of these, you know what you get to be? You get to be a scientist too.
Early childhood is a key time for establishing healthy behavior. But traditional preschools may be falling short. Pooja Tandon is a pediatrician at Seattle Children's and an associate professor at the University of Washington. Tandon researched Seattle area childcare centers. She found that on average, kids only spent 8% of their school day outside. They also did not get the recommended amount of physical activity. She says there are a lot of possible reasons. There's bad weather and a push by preschools to emphasize kindergarten readiness and academics.
I think our policies and our expectations for early childhood educators are often set up to arguably deprioritize some of the physical activity and active play opportunities.
Kids at Tiny Trees Preschool are chasing each other in an outdoor classroom. What's clear is the kids are doing plenty of running. Just how much running is part of what researchers hope to find out. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.